Chapter 4. Now you promised to let me do the talking. Nathan closed his eyes and groaned. No doubt that was the thickest decision I ever made, he lamented as they approached the inn where they would stay for the night. Moira glared at him fiercely. Well, I can hardly convince anyone if you look so pained about it. He arched a brow at her. Would you like me to be overtly affectionate then? That would certainly convince the good patrons of something, but given the long day we have just had, I doubt they would be thinking marriage. She swallowed hastily and slid off of Flora. Stop being impertinent, Nathan. Just be quiet and look husbandly. He stifled a laugh as he dismounted and took Mercury and Flora's reins, then handed them to the stable hand that approached. Yes, dear. She gave him one more severe look for good measure, then allowed him to escort her into the inn. It was relatively well lit for an inn, and the patrons within looked to be of decent stock. That eased Moira's nerves, which, she had to admit, had been less than steady as they had approached. But Nathan thought she was a strong woman, so she had to be, or at least make a good show of it. She looked over to the desk, where a less than pleasant-looking man with a dreadful moustache sat, poring over a ledger. His spectacles perched precariously upon his unusually shaped nose. The innkeeper, no doubt. She marched over and waited for him to look up. When he did, his eyes flicked from her to Nathan and then back to her. He drew the spectacles from his face and sighed.
Can I help you?
Yes, you may, she responded in her best superior voice. My husband and I would like a room for the night. Together, you understand, as we are married. The innkeeper's brows rose slightly, and Moira could almost feel Nathan groaning behind her. She resisted the urge to shove her elbow into his stomach, but only just. I see, the innkeeper said, looking back down at his ledger. Well, you are in luck, Mrs.
Lancaster, she said rather quickly, panicking in spite of her attempts not to. Margaret Lancaster, and this is Rupert. He's my husband.
She indicated Nathan behind her and smiled in what she hoped was a pleasant manner.
I should hope so, the innkeeper muttered, shaking his head. You're in luck, Mrs. Lancaster. We happen to have a few rooms available that a husband and wife can share if they wanted. Since you are married, as you say, you may have one, with your husband.
Thank you. We would be most appreciative.
She smiled again, and was slightly mollified to see the moustache twitch in a manner that could have been a smile. She must be better at this than she thought. Emboldened, she decided to keep going.
My husband and I have just come up from Portsmouth. We have been married for 3 months now.
Congratulations,
the man mumbled in an offhand manner as he searched for their key.
Yes, thank you, she said, with a grateful nod. It was rather exciting. Being married is wonderful. I have always wanted to be married. Such a pleasant surprise. I recommend having a husband for all women.